Well, welcome back, Whānau, to this this national special on Men's Health Week. Of course, if you want to have a look at the Warrant of Fitness for Men's Health, go to our Facebook page. It's brought to you by Scotty Morrison, of course, on the newsreader and in collaboration with AA Insurance. Well, joining me on the line now, we're going to take a little bit of a diversion away from having spoken about the stories of cancer survivor with Matt McCartan, former Deputy Police Commissioner Wally Homahara, of course, and prostate cancer. And Willie Jackson about his heart surgery. We're going to talk now about mental health. So joining me on the line is a great fella. He's a bit of an entrepreneur down there in Otahuhi in Christchurch. Jacob Leo Skilling, welcome, brother.
Kia ora, Matt. Thank you very much for the introduction.
No, all good, all good. Hey, and I won't tell them what sort of nefarious characters you hang out with.
Yeah, we'll keep that one under wraps, so we don't want that coming out too soon.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about mental health, because, you know, a lot of men struggle. Let me take this back a second. We live in a country of a rugby culture, and I hate to say it like this, but we're very much into bravado. We're very much into "she'll be right, mate," treating a lot of things as if, in particular our health, as if we're putting down a scrum in a rugby match. I mean, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, I think it's definitely become very obsolete in terms of how people come to terms with dealing with mental health or speaking about it. I think it's getting better. However, there's still a lot of stigma around it that people still are a bit afraid to speak out because they're scared to be vulnerable and show the deepest parts of their emotions and their suffering or their trauma, which makes it really difficult for people to regulate their emotions and express how they are, mm-hmm. and that increases mental health throughout our communities and Aotearoa as a whole.
Now, partner, just to set the scene with Jacob, two things. Number one, he runs a labour hire company down there in Christchurch. We'll talk a little bit about that. But also a charity, a foundation, if you like, called the Broken Movement Trust. And you can go to thebrokenmovement.org to find out more information. They do incredible work. And quite frankly, if there's any politicians out there listening, this is one of those programs that should be funded. So coming back to maybe the Broken Movement Trust, what motivated you to set that up, bro?
I would say a lot of it comes down to experience. You know, you hear the term QBE, qualified by experience. And what that means essentially is that I've experienced a number of different things in my life that had led me down this path of wanting to become a mental health advocate and create some form of change in our communities to, I guess, give people the tools and the strengths to overcome their mental health regarding their mental health and their trauma that they've suffered throughout their life. As you well know, I've come from a whole life around that stuff, whether it's gangs, addictions, violence, sexual abuse, and all forms of trauma, essentially, and overcome that. And eventually it led me to wanted to start something that I thought would be able to help people and knew that I could probably lead the charge in some form or way to do that with the right people behind me, supporting me and even joining me so we do it collectively.
I mean, I think it's marvelous. I mean, if you don't mind, can you share a little bit more about that story? I mean, wow, you've been through so much and yet here you are.
Yeah, I guess I was raised around an environment of violence and gangs and drugs and alcohol, sexual abuse, foster care, and evidently, lo and behold, I ended up going down a very similar path where I ended up being a bit of a mischievous juvenile delinquent and ended up incarcerated eventually for a 9-year sentence, of which I served 7 years, and then during my time in there played up a bit, and I actually lost my best friend to suicide in there. His name was Zachariah Bodine Hatatangaho, and he hung himself in the sun above me. And it was really, really hard to deal with that, like it always will be. Mm. And then I've suffered through mental health throughout my whole life, and I couldn't even tell you how many times I've attempted suicide in my own life, and that's happened from the ages of 5 upwards. And since then, I've come into close quarters of a number of men that have also gone through similar situations and scenarios where they've wanted to get in their lives, and I just thought, man, something has to be done, you know? And there's a saying we use in our program, Matt, and it's... if not you, then who? If not now, then when? So I said, me and now, and we're doing it. And I've been quite blessed to create beautiful connections with people like yourself and people like my business partner, my best friend, and my operations manager, Zach. You know, and that's allowed me to maintain this course and keep the ship steady on the path that we're on to continue to give back to people, because that's what it comes back to, is connection and creating a safe space for people to be vulnerable and be their true selves and take off the mask because it's not weak to speak and it's okay to cry, because crying's better than dying, you know, and
well, that's
spreading
right.
love.
And I hate to say this, I didn't mean to call Zaki a nefarious character. But, you know, I actually think it's a wonderful story, because the other thing too in this country is making sure that everybody doesn't just have a second chance or a third chance. And also one of the things I've taken away from the work that you fellas do down there is very much about looking at people without judging them.
Yep, 100%. You know, we've got a past. We've been through our stuff, we've been through our struggles, and if people didn't overlook that and didn't give us a chance and opportunity, we might not be where we are now and be going in the direction that we're going. So we have to take that into consideration when we're helping men heal, when we're helping rangatahi, tāne, wahine heal. We have to look at it from a different perspective and not say, looking at their mistake as that's all they're going to be, but looking at the future that we can create or that they can create. Because the reality is, credit goes to the individual that's willing to do the work on themselves. We can never take credit. When people say, you saved my life, we say, no, you saved your own life, because you made the commitment to your change. You turned up for yourself, and that's what it comes down to, turning up for self.
Well, and I guess this moves into the realm of Skillpad and Co. And Bartno, I mentioned it earlier. Go and check out skillpad.co.nz. I'm going to put the post up on our Facebook page as well. You've now moved into the recruitment sort of arena too, because in the sector that you're working in, you've got to have that life experience to be able to connect with not only the candidates, but the people that might be employing them.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head with the hammer there. At the end of the day, you've got to connect with your employees. You know, you're not just a boss. You've got to be someone that can be there for them and look past anything that's going wrong within the industry and see how you can best support them, because at the end of the day, they're generating income. They're out there doing the mahi. You've got to treat them as people and not just workers. You've got to treat them as equals sometimes, because at the end of the day, people have been abused. They've been shouted at. They've been kicked. They've been punched down. Whereas if you treat them with respect and love and treat them on an equilibrium, that's what's going to change the workforce. It's going to change the work-life balance, and it's going to change the mental health within your company, within your business, or within your charity. And then people are going to work better. They're going to be more loyal, and they're going to show up for you as well as for themselves and for their family.
That's right. And for any of our listeners out there, or anyone who's reading that whatever we post on this kaupapa, you do want to get some help and need to talk to somebody, free call or text 1737 anytime to speak to one of the trained counsellors who are standing by. Lifeline is also 0800 543 354, because, Bartno, we are dealing with a very deep and sometimes often dark kaupapa when Jacob, say, for example, talks about suicide prevention and so on and so forth. Hey, mate, if I can just ask you one final question. If you had any advice for our listeners out there, mainly men, when it comes to mental health or even primary health for that matter, what nugget of gold would you leave them with?
I would say that it all comes down to a combination of things, Matt. I think it's not just the one thing in one shoe size that fits all. It comes back to the module that's been long used standing for a long time now, which is Te Whare Tapuwha, the four walls, as we know. Mm-hmm. And I think regular physical activity, mindful meditation and a healthy diet, social connections with the right people, adequate sleep and a good routine will really help a person with their mental health. And again, that support network is a must. But remember that you have to really challenge yourself and step out of the uncomfortable to ask for that help. Even though it's hard, it's worth it in the end, and it will save your life. And in turn, when it saves your life, it saves your family's life. When it saves your family's life, it saves your community's life. Because one life saved is 1,000 more down the line.
Oh, mate, that is absolutely wonderful advice. And just to recap, everybody, this is Men's Health Week, of course. We're talking about the big and deep issues affecting, or kaupapa affecting men, in particular Māori males as well. So don't be afraid to reach out and talk with somebody. Now, just quickly, when it comes to suicide prevention and mental health, there are things that you can recognise that somebody might be in trouble. And I'm just going to run quickly through them while Jacob's on the line. Number one, there could be changes in behaviour. Number two, changes in sleeping patterns. Number three, withdrawing from friends and family social circles. Four, loss of interest in routine activities or work. Changes in those eating habits. Not for the good, by the way, Whānau. Not changing eating habits and munching out on the burgers. Or you see one of those damn rom-com movies on TV. Huck, bloody Hollywood movies are a death of 1,000 cuts. and let me tell you, so you know, getting the ice cream tub out the freezer or munching back on the triple quarter pounder, I don't mean those as healthy habits. Number six, mood swings. Number seven, any mention of the word plan. And number eight, putting affairs in order. And I'll never forget a friend of mine who gave away his ponamu. That's a surefire sign of getting, you know, plans and affairs and things in order, or not even turning up to planned events. Hey, Jake, anything about, have I missed anything, brother? There's a lot.
There's always a lot. I think there's always a lot that when it comes to mental health that could be discussed. Like, you could chuck on a podcast, and I could probably talk 2 days straight about mental health, about picking up the signs and about tools that might help. But the reality is it comes down to us as individuals and then working on it as a collective. Collaboration's key. It's always been key. We're so disconnected in society today. People can't even go to their neighbour and know their name anymore, ask for a cup of sugar. It's long gone. And that's upsetting, because back in the day, I used to go to Caroline's two streets over and I was okay. We knew right within our street, within our vicinity, we had connection. Community connection's lost. If we can regain connection, we can help heal our communities.
No, absolutely. Hey, Jacob Lewis Skilling, we're going to put those links up on the Facebook page. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for your work and the work you've done in the past, the work you continue to do, brother. You're a legend.
Kia ora, bro.